Why do people confidently reject vaccines during a pandemic or dismiss climate change despite overwhelming scientific consensus? We're living through a profound crisis of knowledge, where opinions are treated as facts and expertise itself has become suspect. This isn't just traditional American anti-intellectualism, it's something more dangerous. People now actively resist learning and reject expertise with striking frequency and fury. The delicate balance between experts and citizens that democracy requires has fractured, creating a vacuum where demagogues or technocrats can seize control. What's most alarming is how this phenomenon crosses political lines. It's not a partisan problem, but a cultural one, threatening the foundations of informed decision-making. When South African President Thabo Mbeki embraced AIDS denialism in the early 2000s, his rejection of medical expertise cost over 300,000 lives. Similar patterns emerged during COVID-19, where dismissal of epidemiological guidance led to preventable deaths. Have you noticed how quickly conversations turn combative when expertise is challenged? We've created a Wikipedia-based collapse of distinctions between professionals and laypeople. The internet's democratization of information has fostered an illusion where quick searches are mistaken for deep understanding. This appears everywhere: parents contradicting pediatricians about vaccines, amateur investors dismissing economic forecasts, or casual readers challenging historians about events studied for decades. The problem isn't access to information, it's the mistaken belief that access equals understanding. When we confuse information with knowledge, we lose the ability to distinguish between what we know and what we think we know. Most disturbing is how this manifests in public policy. During Russia's 2014 Ukraine invasion, only 1 in 6 Americans could locate Ukraine on a map. Yet those most geographically ignorant were most enthusiastic about military intervention. This dangerous combination of ignorance and confidence has become increasingly common in matters of life and death. The psychology behind our resistance to expertise reveals several cognitive blind spots. Confirmation bias leads us to seek evidence supporting existing beliefs while dismissing contradictory information. Our brains prioritize potential threats over statistical reality. We fear shark attacks while ignoring the greater danger of texting while driving. The Dunning-Kruger effect further complicates matters. Less competent people often feel more confident about their abilities. Cornell psychologists found students scoring in the bottom quartile consistently estimated their performance in the top 40%. These individuals aren't just wrong, they lack the metacognitive ability to recognize their mistakes, making them least likely to know they're wrong, most likely to fake knowledge, and least able to learn. Our social nature exacerbates these tendencies. We crave acceptance, leading us to pretend we're smarter until we believe it ourselves, nodding along in meetings we don't understand and offering opinions on unfamiliar topics. A 2014 study revealed our equality bias. People weigh all opinions equally, even when competence differences are obvious. Higher education, once designed to challenge preconceptions and develop critical thinking, now often reinforces intellectual overconfidence. The consumer-oriented model prioritizes student satisfaction over rigorous learning, fundamentally altering institutional relationships. Campus visits have transformed into marketing experiences, with universities competing in amenities arms race, luxury dormitories, gourmet dining, even lazy rivers, while driving up costs without improving educational quality. This consumer model has empowered students to make unprecedented demands. Yale students demanded curriculum changes. Stanford students successfully removed Western civilization requirements. At Hamline University, an art history professor was dismissed for showing historical Islamic art. All examples where student comfort trumps academic integrity. Grade inflation has reached crisis levels, with A's now representing nearly 50% of all grades at private colleges. students study significantly less, averaging 27 hours weekly compared to 40 hours in the 1960s, while receiving higher grades. When failure becomes commercially unacceptable, education suffers, producing graduates with inflated credentials but diminished critical thinking skills. The internet accelerates expertise's decline by offering an illusory shortcut to knowledge. With over 1 billion websites, up from 3,000 in 1994, quality information drowns in nonsense. Like Gutenberg's printing press, the internet democratizes information while undermining our ability to evaluate it. Unlike curated libraries with expert librarians, the internet is an unregulated space where marketing-driven algorithms determine search results. People typically visit the internet to confirm existing beliefs, not correct misconceptions. The Washington Post abandoned its "What Was Fake" column because misinformation spread too rapidly. As columnist Caitlin Dewey observed, institutional distrust and cognitive bias drive people to seek information confirming their views, even when demonstrably false. This problem extends to traditional media. Despite unprecedented access to news sources, people remain uninformed amid information overload blurred with entertainment. Rush Limbaugh positioned himself as a truth teller against the liberal media establishment, while Fox News transformed news into advocacy, eventually reporting election fraud stories their anchors knew were false. Americans increasingly distrust media. Only 40% expressed confidence in 2014, dropping further after Trump's attacks. Yet this distrust is selective. People condemned the media broadly while trusting their preferred sources. Experts inevitably make mistakes in several important ways. Ordinary failures occur regularly. Nutritionists incorrectly demonized eggs for decades, possibly contributing to obesity. Economic experts missed the 2008 financial crisis, while Soviet specialists failed to foresee the USSR's collapse. More concerning is when experts venture beyond their expertise. Nobel laureate Linus Pauling promoted potentially harmful vitamin C megadoses despite contradictory evidence. MIT linguist Noam Chomsky gained worldwide recognition for political writings despite lacking formal international relations credentials. Most dangerous is deliberate deception. Andrew Wakefield's fraudulent vaccine autism study caused lasting societal damage. Scientific misconduct, from data fabrication to plagiarism, has led to record levels of retractions across disciplines. Both experts and laypeople share responsibility for addressing these failures. Professionals must acknowledge mistakes and respect the boundaries of their expertise. The public needs greater sophistication when consuming expert opinions, showing more caution with predictions and better distinguishing between honest mistakes and fraud. The death of expertise threatens democracy itself. During Brexit, figures like Michael Gove, "People have had enough of experts," and Nigel Farage portrayed experts as enemies of ordinary voters. This strategy succeeded. Brexit passed with 52% support. But by 2023, expert warnings proved accurate as Brexit delivered economic underperformance rather than prosperity. In America, Donald Trump's 2016 campaign explicitly rejected expertise, telling rally crowds, "The experts are terrible." Though Trump lost in 2020, his anti-expert message became entrenched in American politics. Most concerning is how Americans have confused political equality with equality of knowledge, believing every opinion equally valid on any subject. As C.S. Lewis warned through his fictional demon Screwtape, democracy can be weaponized through the resentful assertion, "I'm as good as you," a claim made by those feeling inferior who wish to eliminate all forms of superiority. Democracy cannot survive without repairing the expert-citizen relationship. Experts must remember they serve democratic society rather than master it, while citizens must develop education and civic virtue. Confusing the right to participate in government with having opinions treated as facts undermines democracy's foundations.